boy. The moon was visible in the skylight above the landing, and the stairs were drenched in its sickly light. And he felt a sudden hatred for it, the dead thing that circled one-faced and tide-locked above the earth, feeling nothing. Martha was sitting at the dining table, her forearms extended along its heavy wooden top, her fingers stretched, a mug before her, her face tilted towards the steam that wisped from it, her eyes closed. He thought of how she'd sat in just that spot weeks before and spoken animatedly to a strange and dangerous man, how she'd smiled at him and laughed at things he said, a laugh calculated to please the man, to reassure him she was well disposed towards him, that she believed the things he said, the reasons he gave for doing what he did. Farouk had watched their interaction through the garden window as he'd smoked with the man's companion, a stick-thin youth of maybe 20 with blemished skin beneath his patchy beard, the marks of pimples, of acne, the scars of the threshold of manhood. She'd wanted to speak to the man in charge, to get a sense of him, to see if he had solidness, a kind of ballast to his bearing. She was doing her best, he knew, to ease her terror,